High above the city, the lights from the streets below you chase away most of the stars from the night sky. The February air is cold, especially so since you don't have the benefit of fur that your companion enjoys. You figured that this is where you would find them, sitting on the ledge and looking out over the sprawl. And you were right. They tend to favor these sort of haunts, and they have taken you here on more than one occasion. This kitsune is well known in this city as a boogeyman who stalks the night, seducing prey and spiriting them away. A beast or a demon. A predator stalking the streets. Those people call them the mesmerist, a title describing the way in which they twist their victims' minds for their nefarious purposes. But you know them as Ren.
Do you think I cannot tell that you are staring? Do you think me deaf, unable to hear the way you clumsy humans stomp about? I believe I have informed you, apprentice, that I would call upon you when it would be time for another lesson.
It's been weeks since the last lesson, which in reality is often just an excuse for them to subject you to all manner of teasing and torture. The last one didn't end well, though. They suddenly stopped partway through, leaving you high and dry as they ran off without a word. Their urgentness scared you, about as much as the bondage you had to wrestle yourself out of. You hadn't heard from them since. Radio silence. That's very unlike them. That's unusual.
Concern? What have you to be concerned over? I have lived a longer life than any of your kind can muster. I believe I am more than capable of managing without your concern. I am simply taking a break. I would like to be alone. That is all. Fool that you are. You seem to not understand what alone means, do you? Are you asking for punishment, then? Is that it? Such is your masochism that you have come all this way just to provoke me? It is the month of love, after all. No. Your custom of Valentines. Do you wish me to take you, to turn you into a thrall for my use, mindless and enslaved to your love for me, the love that I force upon you and curse you with? It would be so easy. Status effect. I would need only give you the order. No. I cannot. Why do you remain here? You are getting nothing from me this night, in case that is not abundantly clear. What? Do you intend to point and laugh, then? The mistress who cannot muster the will to even say a few words and use their property? Be well aware, tossing you from this roof like a rag doll would be child's play. So I suggest you choose your next words carefully, or leave. I told you, I am fine. I am simply having an off month, is all. These things happen. It has something to do with the lunar cycle.
the way magic flows through the world, the properties of spiritual energy, all very complicated things that are far beyond your meager understanding. You would expect that this would be my favorite time of year, I suppose. That it would be natural for one such as myself to get immersed in the season and delight in using it as an excuse for all manner of play. Well, you would be wrong, I suppose. But because of the magic and the energies and the lunar cycles and such. Cease your staring. You have something you wish to say to me? Then say it. Cute. You dare insult me this way, saying it is kind of cute when I act like this. I should punish you for this. I should break you for daring to talk to me in such a familiar and patronizing manner. I should... You are trying to cheer me up, are you not? To think I have fallen so far. If you had told me a century ago that I would be receiving a shoulder to cry on from my own pet. Ah, but stranger things have happened since then, have they not? So many things that young kid would have never believed possible. Apologies. I speak in vagaries not meant for your ears. Things of the past. Sit. Please. This season is somewhat of a sore spot for me, if you understand my meaning. What I will tell you is that there is a difference between lust, the hedonistic pleasures, the feelings that I use to twist you around my finger. There is a difference between that and real and true love. I could force you to feel lust. I could entice you, take pleasure from you, coerce you. I cannot do such things for love. It is beyond my abilities. And so this season, I do not know what it does. It hurts me. Not physically, somewhere deeper. It is frustrating. Brings my mind places I do not wish it to be. For years I have tried to overshadow these feelings through the use of my little pets, ones like you. For some reason, it never works. It is such a strange thing, voids that they are unable to fill. I have decided it would be easier to simply wait this season out. Alone. Have I sated your curiosity now? Will you finally grant me a little peace? You dare defy my orders? I suppose I simply have no choice then. I suppose that time with my plaything is not the worst thing in the world. I could be convinced to offer you this companionship if you are truly so desperate for me. Huh? You wish me to lay my head upon your shoulder. I suppose I can indulge you this fantasy, if you truly desire it that badly. I can understand why humans favor this position so much. It is, I can permit this for now. You know, this is not such a bad night after all, I suppose. There are fewer stars in this place, yes, fewer and fewer still over time as human light outshines them. But I have grown used to this, and now that I think about it, those stars that remain, they shine brighter by comparison, do they not? These stars are brave survivors. I claim them as our own. I will allow you to wrap one arm around me in a romantic gesture, apprentice. Do try not to push your luck any further. And thank you, apprentice. Thank you.